President Biden spoke briefly today about the shooting in Boulder, Colorado yesterday, where a gunman opened fire at a King Soopers supermarket, killing 10 people, including a police officer.
Less than a week after the horrific murders of 8 people and the assault on the AAPI community in Georgia, while the flag was still flying half-staff for the tragedy, another American city has been scarred by gun violence and resulting trauma. And the state that I even hate to say it, because we're saying it so often, my heart goes out. Our hearts go out for the survivors, who had to flee for their lives and who hid, terrified, unsure if they would ever see their families again, their friends again. The consequences of all this are deeper than I suspect we know.
At a news conference this morning, Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold read the names of the victims, reported that the suspect was injured and is in police custody, and federal, state, and local law enforcement officials are working together to investigate the crime. Colorado has seen a number of other horrific mass shootings in recent decades, including one at Columbine High School in 1999 and one at a movie theater in Aurora in 2012. Joining us now with the latest is Natalia Navarro, reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Natalia, what did officials say today about the latest shooting?
Hi, Callum. Police did not give us much new information about what exactly happened inside the King Soopers grocery store yesterday, but we do know the shooting started around 2:40 on Monday afternoon. Boulder police received a call about a man with a rifle. When police arrived, they immediately engaged with the alleged shooter and got employees and customers out of the store in waves.
Natalia, we heard the chief read the names of the victims, including a Boulder police officer, Eric Talley. He was the first officer responding to the scene. What more can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Officer Talley was 51 years old, and he worked at the Boulder Police Department since 2010. His father told a local TV station that he leaves behind 7 children. His police chief, Maris Herold, said this morning that he was a kind man who cared about the community, that he was willing to die to protect it. Herold also said that she had Talley and his family in her office only a few weeks ago to give him an award for his work.
Wow. And I know it was a career change for him later in life, too, so committed to the work. One other theme at the news conference today was the close cooperation between local, state, and federal law enforcement. They together released the name of the suspect. We're not going to repeat it here so as not to contribute to his fame, but what else did they disclose about him?
Mm-hmm. He's a 21-year-old resident of a nearby Denver suburb called Arvada. Officers haven't released any information about a possible motive. The FBI special agent in charge says it's too early in the investigation to make any conclusions about that. They did say that they are confident that he was the only person involved in the attack. And last we heard, the suspect was being held at a hospital after being treated for a wound to his leg. The Boulder County District Attorney says he'll be booked into county jail after his medical treatment is finished. And we know he's facing 10 counts of first-degree murder.
You know, Natalia, I mean, the city of Boulder is clearly shaken, but I'm wondering just more broadly about the whole state of Colorado, which has seen a number of shootings in the past couple decades. We mentioned a couple earlier, but there's also been some at churches, schools, a Planned Parenthood, a Walmart. I mean, how is the state responding today?
Yeah, overall, naturally, people are really upset and shaken. Many people, including myself, have been getting texts from family and friends across the country checking in to see if we're all right. The death toll is really just astounding for Boulder. It exceeds the number of murders in the last 9 years combined. So it's really unusual. But as a whole, mass shootings have become, you know, all too common in the state. So people are feeling pretty numb.
Yeah, numb and still shaken at the same time. Natalia Navarro from Colorado Public Radio, thank you for bringing us the latest on the ground there.
Thank you for having me.